This recording of the response time after the sermon is for the personal use of members and adherents of the Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship only, and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed. The opinions expressed by the speakers are not necessarily those of the church.
Yeah, I wanted to just say how beautiful that song was Rosemary just sang. Literally brought tears to my eyes.
I'm also wanting to thank Janice that it's amazing how we can make those kind of connections even with our unusual circumstances, that sheltering and dwelling on so many levels. And it's something I want to think about some more.
I often wonder, Janice, the language that our Lord Jesus Christ were to use today, if he had come today, and he will come again, but if he was coming in our time now, the language and the words he would use, I suspect would be different. And they would address our worldview and our view of the universe as it's different than the people from 2,000 years ago. Anyway, it's the age-old question. What happens to our essence? Our spirit, what we've created after we're gone from this living reality. And I know everybody here thinks I'm going to get diverging down to the new speak that I so much enjoy, the new words, the sound of the great algorithm. Anyway, I just want to thank you again for addressing that age-old issue, the thing that concerns us a lot. It's not our primary concern. Our primary concern is living a life and doing deeds and thought that are worthy to join the river and the ocean of Christian good deeds in life. So, thank you.
I was very much moved by the in-between time. It's kind of an exciting time. You are looking forward to something. I know Paul Thiessen's meditation said, "I can't wait." But we know where we are going, I think. So it's kind, for me, it is kind of an interesting and exciting in-between time.
Thank you.
I have drawn a lot of comfort. Oh, yes. During the time I spend recovering and suffering from chemo, I rely on the words of Psalm 23, especially the last phrases. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we look forward to dwelling in the house of the Lord.
Thanks very much for your words, Janice. I sometimes feel guilty that I don't spend more time reflecting on what's coming after this life. And I've never quite felt I find the right sort of place in terms of being in this life and yet looking ahead. I don't ever feel it at peace with that personally. So I tend to really concentrate on what I'm doing in this moment, in this hour. And maybe that's not quite right, but I really wonder what the right balance is. Certainly when I was growing up, it seemed that there was an enormous amount of emphasis placed on what was beyond. To the point that I often felt quite uncomfortable with it as a young person. But anyway, I guess we never quite find the sweet spot. We're always looking, or at least I feel I'm always looking. And I don't know quite where that balance point is of living in the moment and yet looking ahead.
We don't know what is coming after we are gone, but we believe that Jesus is waiting for us. And knowing that takes away the fear of dying.